W Mobile.
Ken, KO4CEF.
Hey, Andrew.
You? And I'm driving a truck today.
Drive the car.
I got errands to run today, so I had to give the car up and drive the truck.
I got almost 1,100 miles on that new truck at work.
Shoot, I've held mine down. I still haven't hit 7,000 miles yet since I've been driving the other car, you know, when I can, to keep miles off of this one.
No, it looks like it's averaging about
a little more start and stop than I do, but I think I'm hanging right around 15 miles per gallon.
In town, starting and stopping. I mean, I only do like 100 miles a month, maybe.
No, it'll do it. Plus, these things aren't supposed to be efficiency as far as miles per gallon. So, I've read that before. People were complaining about the miles per gallon it got, and those people were like, well, why'd you buy F-250 or, you know, 7.3 liter gas if you wanted to save fuel?
Pounds of salt on it yesterday. It never even noticed.
Yeah. The only thing I hate about it is I've tried to use the tow haul, like pulling the Boy Scout troop trailer, and I think you get to rolling downhill and it tries to maintain speed instead of just letting you roll a little bit. Man, it'll drop all the way down to second gear at 50 something miles an hour.
Tow haul on my Dodge, I never really noticed it going downhill too much, and that it just mostly keeps it out of the overdrive type situation.
On my other truck, but for some reason, I don't know what it is. I don't know the computer. They didn't do a good job with it, but you know, you can be riding down the road 50 miles an hour, 55, and you're going downhill, and it's trying to maintain speed. Like if you got the cruise control set, it'll just keep dropping gears to try to slow the truck down, and it'll start putting the strain on the engine after a while, just going downhill.
The option on the screen to tell it the size trailer, if that should make a difference.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. I'd use it as code with the default, but I don't know. I figure nowadays, a lot of times when I pull, you know, just not worth it with the lighter trailer to even worry about trying to set a lot of that up, or even the cruise control on the back roads, like when we're driving. I just kick it off and take it out of tow haul and just drive it on my own.
KN4TFW.
For the weekend?
Is there any plans this weekend? I got a weed eat trying to catch up. I've been cutting grass or doing something with the grass about every night this week.
Going out and cut grass again every time we turn around. And I don't mind the rain. I know we always need it, but good Lord, my grass is just soaking it up and growing.
Sunday, then I recut it on Monday. Then I recut it on Wednesday, and I was going to cut it lower on Wednesday, but dang, it grew like it over an inch.
Advantage of the rain. You're working tomorrow, and we got to lock in for the boys at the church that we're chartered with for the Boy Scouts, and you know, we'll have them playing games and stuff like that most of the night. And I can't stay past 9 or 10. I won't be there all night, but hopefully, I've tried to drum up a little competition on some cornhole, but we'll see how that goes. Sometimes you can't get them to play cornhole; they just won't play other stuff. So I'll see if I've done a good job trash talking.
Do away with all the electronic devices.
The event, we're actually doing really well at that. They don't, you know, because they're either busy playing basketball or dodgeball or something, you know, and they can bring board games or card games or whatever. It's just a whole night just to play games and stuff like that. And they've either been pretty good about not bringing electronics, but I wouldn't even mind it as long as it was a group thing where they can, you know, multiple of them can do it. So we'll see how it turns out this year.
No, I was trying to navigate this They're working in the right-hand lane here on Wayham to Boulevard. I was trying to figure out what the deal was. Everybody's switching lanes and that and trying to pay attention.
Yeah, they were supposed to get rain. I think it's tomorrow. I don't know. I got to look at the weather again and see. I don't know if I'm going to get to see any sun this weekend or not.
Bunch of storms around yesterday evening. We didn't get any. They missed us barely, but I managed to get some things done. At least the dog walked yesterday anyway. I don't know. If, like you said, today might be iffy.
That weekend to get in the pool.
Off cool next week. What, it lows in the 50s and highs in the low 70s, I think.
Creeping up on that time of year.
Water gets down below about 78, man. I really kind of struggle with it.
Cool mornings, you know, it cools off overnight. My above ground pool, it'll get so cold, it really won't recover that much heat. The wife won't get in it once it gets so cold, you know. She's just always been that way. I don't mind it a little cool, but, you know, not too bad. If it's a nice sunny day, and getting in a cool pool is not bad, but if it's a little bit overcast or something, man, it's just about freezing to death after a while.
Me, I like it. I like it into the 80s, and then it doesn't feel so bad. Hang on just a second. I'm going in a bad spot. Should be back now. KN4 GFW.
Right before the repeater did. KO4 CF.
You get the yin yang and then you forget to throw out your call there. Yesterday I knew my gas was getting low and then all of a sudden I'm just talking to stop.
T5, you definitely can't get your fuel to get too low.
Tell when it's gonna come to a screeching halt. The only good thing about this is if we're stopped, we ain't using no fuel.
Have any kind of auto start and stop, and you know, the wife, she'll drive it. Like if I drive the car and she needs it, she'll drive the truck as long as depending on where she can go, and I'll get in it and I won't have a lot of fuel left, and I'm like, I've got to stop and get fuel. I'm not gonna dare jump on the interstate with less than a quarter of a tank because I get stuck in traffic. Who knows what'll happen. Got some rain last night. I got rain at the house. All my crepe myrtle blooms were knocked off onto the cars and everything else. So we got a little bit. And it's starting to rain on me a little bit as I'm coming into getting close to the plant.
When I realized I needed fuel, I just went up Business 85. There's a new gas station there that they had it for $2.65, so I swung in there.
Oh, that's not a bad price.
Here in Circle, there's a QT. They had it for $2.65 also.
Nowhere I pass is that cheap. You know, I've seen it around $2.70, $2.80. That's about it.
And last weekend, down towards Milton and everything going out that way, heck, it was $2.49, I think.
It was that much price difference. I'm coming down in Greer now.
Right now.
That's about right. Where when I get out of the truck, the bottom will drop out.
It works out that way, doesn't it?
It seems to. And, you know, an umbrella does a good job, but if you walk in and your shoes are soaking wet, it's just no fun.
New pair of socks in your locker.
I've never done that. I've never had a spare set of shoes or anything else.
My work shoes and all my work clothes, uniforms and everything, they stay at work. That way if something happens, I got a new set there.
Bad though.
Clean set when I'm leaving work, so I'm clean to get in the car, and then I put them back on in the morning and come back to work.
Do it.
Gym clothes in there too, so I can go down there at lunch to the gym. You'd think as big as BMW is, they'd have a gym.
For years, the, you know, asked for a gym and everything else. And I don't know. They just never did it. And the only thing they've ever really lined up for is kind of the you know, discount at different gyms and stuff that you can go to around Greenville Spartanburg.
Put about $100K into this one.
In Ishland, in Spartanburg, it used to be that way. They had a nice gym. We'd go up and work out, and he used to do that a lot. So, well, Ken, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 before I lose the repeater and get blocked off by this building. So, you be safe this morning and have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll holler at you sometime next week. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Have a awesome day and a great weekend, and be safe. We'll catch you later. KN4TFW.